You're listening to The Raycast, your quick stop for interesting info on what's cool, current, and disruptive. Are you ready? Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Welcome to episode 16 of The Raycast. This is Ray. It's Saturday night, and everything's all right. January 5th, 2018. What's going on? What it do? And for you old school cats out there, what it is? What it look like? What it look like, Coffee Black? Shouting you out right off the top. Hope your weekend's going well, regular listener. The Raycast, as some of you may know, is a podcast that I bring to you in 5 minutes or less. You already know, if you're a new listener, that's what you can expect. We bring you something of value, chat about it for a few minutes, and keep it moving. I know you have a dozen other podcasts to listen to. Your time is valuable. It's all good. So do I. I know what you mean. So let's get right into it. After nearly 5 years, Justin Timberlake, I'm a huge fan of Justin, is finally set to release his fourth solo studio album called Man of the Woods. It's a follow-up to his 2013 album, which was the 2020 Experience and the 2020 Experience 2. Remember those? Those were really excellent albums. The new album comes out on February 2nd. So definitely looking forward to that. The lead single from the album is titled Filthy and was released today, January 5th. The track will also be accompanied by a music video directed by Mark Romanek, and I believe it's already on YouTube, so you can definitely go check it out. Mark Romanek is the same director from Timberlake's 2016 single, which was titled Can't Stop the Feeling. It's also the theme song for Trolls. So remember, you know that song, Can't Stop the Feeling? One of my favorite songs when I'm running. For some reason, I like to turn it on my headset when I'm if I'm running a race, like a 5K, towards the end of the race, because it makes me run a little faster. It's very motivating. So yeah, just a little aside. But anyway, reportedly, Timberlake teamed up with a lot of familiar celebrities for this new album, and they all seem pretty excited about the final product. So we'll see. It should be interesting, but I'm confident that it's going to be a definitely a good album. We have celebs that collaborated with Timberlake. Celebs like Timberland, Alicia Keys, Chris Stapleton, Pharrell, or as Jay-Z likes to call him, For Real, because he's the truth, right? So it should be interesting to see what they come up with. Timberlake plans to release 2 more tracks in addition to the one that he released today, called Filthy, each with an accompanying video. The second single will be released on January 18th, with another to follow each week until the album's February 2nd release. And by the way, each video will have a different director, so it'll be interesting to see what each director does, each director treats the song and the video. If you are a Justin Timberlake fan, as I am, but you already know that I am. I told you that a minute ago. Definitely get ready to cop the album when it comes out, or stream it on your favorite music provider, Spotify, Apple Music. You know I use both Spotify and Apple Music because I got a good deal on Apple Music. I'm paying that $4.99 instead of $9.99. And of course, I've always been on Spotify. I've been with them for a while, since I think 2010, perhaps. But there you have it. I appreciate you listening to The Raycast. This is Ray. I am at Ray on Twitter. That's how the name Raycast came about, because I'm at Ray on Twitter, and therefore The Raycast. So check me out on Twitter. Keep the conversation going. And I will catch you on the rebound.
You've been locked into The Raycast. Stay up to date with all episodes by subscribing to the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Pocket Casts, or just listen on anchor.fm/raycast.